Hello friends, welcome back for another off-the-cuff chat with me, FPL Mez. In today's episode, I'll be reviewing how my game week 2 went, and gosh, it was a roller coaster, so grab your drinks and snacks and enjoy the episode. So before I start rambling about how my game week 2 went, I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone that has joined me on my FPL journey so far, especially to those of you that started listening through Twitter Spaces last season. I do miss engaging with the FPL community through Spaces, but unfortunately I've just not been able to get it working this season, where I was able to just have a ramble on Spaces and pull the feed into my FPL video or my stream. So what I have done this season is set up the show as a podcast, and so I'll leave a link in the description so you can download it on the platform of your choice if the audio format is what you prefer. Off the Cuff is a very much a chilled, relaxed video diary of my FPL journey. So if you want to learn a little bit more about me and what Off the Cuff is about, I'll leave a link somewhere in this video so you can go and check that out as well. But without further ado, we'll jump into how my game week 2 went. So as you know, I love the planning aspect of FPL, and I usually use physical post-it notes and pop down, you know, transfer plans, players' names, that kind of thing, onto a physical board. However, this season I've decided to use an online tool to capture my FPL journey, and I'm really enjoying it so far. So I've been able to just take some screenshots, pop them up on the board. Again, similar to the physical post-it notes, I can put some notes around the screenshots that I've taken, jot down some ideas, that kind of thing. And it's been really good to just use something online rather than relying on a physical board each time as well. So yeah, really good experience so far. But if I go into game week 2 and just kind of talk through how that went. So I tweeted out, I think a few days before the deadline, I mentioned that I was thinking about triple captaincy Haaland and if there were any takers for it. And yeah, there was a few actually. There was a few of you that responded saying, yeah, I'll do it if you do it. I am thinking about it as well. It's a really great game week to do it. And then there was a whole bunch of you that unfortunately weren't keen to play the triple captaincy chip. Of course, it could have gone entirely the other way as well. I mean, Haaland could have blanked. But I think the probability of him getting a return against Ipswich was fairly high as well. So I guess that's where I was at with the triple captaincy chip. But also, yeah, I don't normally play chips that early in the season as well. Although if I talk about my first season, I'm pretty sure I played triple captaincy in game week like 3 or 4. But that was before I understood that there was going to be double game weeks or how the chip actually worked as well. So yeah, I didn't really think that through very well. It was my first season and I was playing like a proper maverick in that first season, but I finished okay, you know, in that first season, so yeah, it's all good. But after that I was a little bit more thoughtful about when I was playing my chips and made sure, especially last season, to have a bit more of a chip strategy. But I've not had successful triple captaincy luck basically with that chip, and so I think the last two seasons, especially including the season where I did relatively well, I played my triple captaincy on a double game week player, and it just didn't work out, unfortunately. So I think this time round, I guess because I had a terrible start to the previous season, I thought it'd be good to just give myself a bit of a leg up by just playing the triple captaincy early. I think there's only going to be 2 double game weeks this season as well, so it just made sense to just play it early. But look, I hadn't made up my mind. So whilst I was saying, hey, who's keen on playing the triple captaincy, I hadn't fully made up my mind. And I don't think I activated the chip until at least like half an hour before the deadline or so. So yeah, it was left very last minute. But let's take a look at how my team did in general. So just using the board. Oh, let me just close that. So it's just using the board, and I'll do my best to describe this for those of you that are listening to this episode as a podcast as well. So I got 102 points, and largely thankful to the triple captaincy on Haaland. Of course, that could have gone, you know, terribly wrong as well. But I thought it was a good calculated risk to take, and why not just do that now? So I've got Henderson in goal, has been terrible as well. I'm not sure what I was expecting from Henderson. I just thought that Crystal Palace's defence will be a little bit better than what it has been up till now, at least. Like, it's only been two game weeks, I know, but it's just not been that great. But yeah, no clean sheets so far. Slightly regretting that decision. I'm not sure yet. Have to give it a couple more game weeks, at least before, like, I think I'm planning to wildcard in game week six. So hopefully between now and then there'll be a clean sheet of some sorts. Let's see how that goes. I've got Porro in the defensive line there, and Gabriel and Robinson. 6 points for Porro, Gabriel, and 7 points for Robinson, which was a bit of a late bonus point that came in for Robinson, it seems like. I'm not going to complain. I think it's great. But yeah, it was interesting to see how the bonus points have been coming in a couple of hours later, or almost a day later as well. I think that's what I sort of noticed. In my midfield, I've got Jota, who got me 6 points. I've got Murphy, unfortunately, only got me 1 point and was also subbed off a little bit early as well. Smith Rowe with 10-pointer. He played so well in that match, and I'm so happy that I got a double digit there from Smith Rowe. There were signs of him looking really good in that first game week. So yeah, really pleased with that transfer. I think it was between Smith Rowe and Muniz is where I was at. So I'm really glad that I went with Smith Rowe in the end there. And then Salah, look, Mo being Mo, he's got, two returns now from game week one and game week two. He's got a really good record. And it shows. So yeah, really pleased with that return. Wasn't going to be a captaincy option for me. Really glad to have Mo in the team at the moment. So in my forward line, I've got Isak, who only got me 2 points. Not too fond of Newcastle players, and I'll come to that in a moment. But Havertz only got getting me 2 points as well. But look, I'm happy to hold on to Havertz and having some of that Arsenal attack. I don't have Saka. I do have a bit of Saka FOMO. So yeah, look, ideally I would have had Saka in the team, but I don't. And so I decided to go with Havertz in the forward line there. And he looked really good in that first game week. So fingers crossed, over the next couple of game weeks, he continues to play well and gets a few more returns as well. Haaland being my absolute star. So you can see, I'm using live FPL here just to kind of give me the data, like how my players are doing in terms of the gains and where I've got differentials, where I don't, you know, where I've got threats in the team, that kind of thing. And look, on my bench I have Bentley in goal, who I'm not expecting to get any minutes, but you never know. Harry Winks, who got 2 points. Kwanzaa, I've still got a Kwanzaa problem. So he's sitting second on my bench there. In hindsight, I probably would have put Johnson ahead of Kwanzaa. I think a part of me thought maybe Kwanzaa would get some minutes, and we wouldn't have known because it was the last game week. The last match of the game week. And so we wouldn't have known until, you know, Sunday, when they were playing, with whether Kwanzaa was going to play or not. And Johnson, who got an assist against City, which was a bit of a surprise. I remember sort of seeing that and thinking, oh shit, I've triple captained Haaland and they've gone and conceded a goal, and Johnson has gotten an assist, who I've got third on my bench. And so after playing the triple captaincy, I think within that first goal, I was like, shit, what's going to happen? This could go terribly wrong. Look, it worked out okay in the end. So just looking at from a rank point of view, look, rank is not important at this stage. Actually, before I go and talk through some of the other parts of my game week, I just wanted to kind of like emphasize the point about, you know, how ranks are not important at this stage. I mean, you know, if you look at the differences between each of the ranks at the moment, you know, there's 3 points between where I am, which is around 30, I think it was 36 or 38K, there's 3 points between where I am, 38K to 25K. So when you look at it from that perspective, there's really not much in it. And 200K is only like a minus 10 points away. And 1 million is only, you know, minus 24 points away. So there's not that much in it. That's the difference between, you know, when you play your triple captaincy, if you haven't played it, and a good captaincy decision it might be, or it could be, yeah, one of those punty picks that you bring in and that does really well. So, look, I'm not going to talk too much about rank. It's way too early, you know, given, last season and how the previous seasons have gone for me as well. You know, fluctuated between, 4.5 mil to almost halving my rank once it started to get better. By sort of two game weeks, I'd gone from 4.5 mil to 600K or 500K or something like that. So anything is possible. So I wouldn't, I wouldn't think too hard about the rank, at the moment. The killer for me this game week was Palmer with his 17-pointer. And of course, some of the other players did really well. So if you didn't have the premiums that I did, so I had Haaland and I had Salah, so that those were my options for captaincy picks. So if you didn't have those, you probably would have had Palmer. You would have had Saka. I know some people had Foden, which was really unfortunate that he didn't play. And, there was some sickness there or something like that. But they played really well, and Son got 20 points, I think it was. Palmer got 17 points, and just incredible, just really good game week for hat tricks that came in there. I think it was Noni who got the other hat trick. Really, really good. So if you captain Son, yeah, kudos to you for doing that, and yeah, amazing returns that you got there as well. Some of the threats that I had in my team, it's really interesting to see. I think, again, I mentioned this in the previous episode, that the pricing has been really good this season for FPL. And so, there's so many differentials that I had in my team, and I've got, plenty of threats as well. I mean, three, as you can see if you're watching this on video, but the threats that I had in my team were Guardiola, Saka, and Trent. And, two of them delivered. So, yeah, that sucked because it obviously gave me a bit of a rank drop there. However, my differentials were Haaland, Murphy, Robinson, Gabriel, Henderson and Smith Rowe. Now, of course, Murphy didn't do very well and nor did Henderson. But, the rest of them delivered. So Haaland being the most sort of differential I had there with the triple captaincy. So, yeah, really pleased with that. And some of the gains that I've been able to make in the last two game weeks has been super helpful. So a couple of the post game week thoughts that I had. I think there's going to be plenty of other opportunities to triple captain, Haaland, or it might be Salah, or it might be Son, Palmer. They're all going to play Ipswich, they're all going to play Southampton. There's going to be plenty of opportunity to play the triple captaincy chip and probably in a double game week as well. I guess like in my case, I just wanted to take the chance and give myself a bit of a boost and play differently this season. So, I don't want to be so conservative start of the season. I have been over the last two seasons. And whilst I've had really good ranks in the last two seasons, I just feel like I want to play differently and just take a few more calculated risks as well. And I feel a bit more confident to do that. I don't have as much FOMO as I did in previous seasons as well. And the need to kind of, follow the herd mentality as well. So I decided to just play it my way and play the triple captaincy there. I'm really happy with the Jota and Salah combo at the moment. I don't know if like Jota's minutes are going to be a risk. He's been playing really well. Obviously Salah's minutes are not so much of a problem at the moment, but Jota, I think that he's definitely got some competition there. But look, for the time being, having Jota and Salah in the team, I'm really happy with that. Can't complain. Trent looked really good. I saw that in the first game week, and I knew starting this season I'll want Trent, but I decided not to go with Trent. And he looked really good, but as did Robertson actually as well. So I might sort of put that in here while we are here. Robbo look great too, and he is probably a really good option to bring in if you can't afford to go Trent. And in my case, that might happen because I've got Salah, I've got Haaland, I've got Isak, I've got Havertz, and these guys are all sort of, you know, plus eight mil. So yeah, it's going to be a bit challenging for me without ditching, you know, a couple of those players to get a Trent in. But Robertson looked really, really good as well. So I think that's a good option to have there. Murphy is a problem. I'm not too keen on keeping Murphy. I think it was a big experiment, and it's okay to get some of these picks wrong as well. In my case, you know, I wanted to have Gordon in the team. He probably would have been the safer option to have in the Newcastle attack. But Murphy did have a good pre-season, so I thought, why not, you know, go for Murphy. But Murphy's become a problem now, so I'll probably be thinking about, you know, transferring him out. Yeah, I'll come to that in a moment. And as I mentioned already, you know, Palmer, Saka, Son, you know, I kind of want them all. It's really challenging, and that's the problem, because the pricing structure has been really good this season. It's really difficult to have them all. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to just pacify the urge to rip up my team. Every time I feel like I need, you know, Palmer and Saka. And the thing is, Chelsea do have a good run of fixtures coming up as well, but I'm a little bit hesitant to go with a Chelsea player immediately after the six goals that they got past Wolves this game week. So let's see how I can manage that urge. We'll see how that goes. Price changes have been a bit of a pain. I think that's been, not something that I imagined would be a factor that I'd be thinking about. Like, so last season, I ignored a lot of price changes. I decided to just, you know, ignore them, take the drops, and obviously, you know, benefited from many of the rises as well. But this time around, it just feels like there's so many price changes that are occurring, and you know, I already lost out on the Kwanzaa price drop, so that wasn't ideal. I was really pissed off about that because I didn't want to make a transfer, and it wasn't that I was being stubborn about making the transfer. I just didn't know who I wanted, so you know, I needed to bring in another 4.5. Because I didn't have any money left in the bank, you know, I could only bring in another 4.5 defender or a 4 mil defender. And I've already got Johnson as their 4 mil defender. And I've got Robinson as my 4.5. And so there weren't that many options. And I was thinking about Anderson, you know, to bring in. But then that would mean doubling up with Henderson as well. So, yeah, I decided to just take it on the chin and ignore it. But now, you know, Murphy became an issue as well. So yeah, it's, you know, it's not great with the price changes. So I feel like I have to be a little bit more cognizant of them than completely ignore them. Because I learned the hard way last season when I came to do my the second wildcard, and I just didn't have that much money, you know, to spend. Like my team value was fairly average. It wasn't super low, but I saw some managers who had at least 2 or 3 million more than what I did. And that 2 or 3 million makes a huge amount of difference when you're playing your second wild card when you've only got like 10 game weeks left or something like that. So, yeah, not something that I'm keen to do, unfortunately. So, yeah, I'm going to have to keep on top of some of the price changes as much as possible, I think. So I've been using FPL Optimize just to kind of see like what the expected, you know, I do like balancing eye test with data, but I quite like using, you know, something like this that gives me a bit of a high level understanding of, you know, what the points potential looks like for the game week. So what was expected for me, what I actually realized, and, you know, what's projected, that kind of thing, based on everyone around me and everyone that has the same players, etc. So yeah, really useful bit of data. So I want to try and capture useful bits of data about how my game week is going each game week. At the moment, this is what I'm capturing, but yeah, it might be that I capture a little bit more as I sort of, you know, get stuck into the season. So we'll see how that goes. But as for like transfer plans, like what am I thinking for game week 3? So I'm actually doing a live stream with a couple of Aussie FPL managers, and so I'll be covering off my game week 3 transfer plans in a bit more detail there. We're going to be previewing game week 3 as well, so I won't go into too much detail about my transfer plans, but Jacob Murphy is definitely on the chopping block for me. So he's definitely going to be going from my team. Who I'm going to bring in, I'm not too sure. I think you can make some guesses there. Villa have a good sort of run of fixtures. I don't have that much money in the bank, so yeah, take a wild guess who I might be going for game week 3. But look, that's pretty much it from how my game week went. Really happy with where I'm at the moment. Like I mentioned, rank isn't sort of super important at this stage, but really pleased with how things are looking. And going into game week 3, I'm only planning to make one free transfer, so I've got two free transfers at the moment. I don't know if I'll make the second transfer, but Murphy is probably going to be the player that leaves. Please do catch the live stream. It will be on Thursday evening, depending on what day you're watching this, or Thursday lunchtime if you're in the UK. If you're in somewhere in between, so India, for instance, I think that's about 4:30 p.m. I'll try and link a video, or I will link the stream on this video as well. So in case you're watching this after the stream has happened as well. That's pretty much it for what I'm thinking for game week 3, and a bit of my game week 2 review as well. Let me know if you triple captained Haaland. Let me know who you did captain. And if you didn't captain Salah, or if you didn't captain Haaland, who did you captain? You know, I'm really curious to know how that went for you. Hopefully you had a really good game week. It's still early days. There's still sort of long way to go. We've got lots to learn about players as well. I think that's the other thing that's been a little bit difficult to work out as well. There's a lot of players that are coming in, into the season still, either from other leagues or transfers that have not been completed yet. Obviously, the transfer window is still open as well. So, lots to see and learn still, which is why I think I'm hesitant to make too many transfers too soon. I just feel like I don't have the full picture. And like with Chelsea, for instance, they have so many players right now, have no idea who to go for. Do I go for a Noni and it is his minutes, sort of secured there? Or do I go for a Felix? And I can't afford to go for Palmer at the moment. So, I think I'm just going to have to wait and watch a little bit longer. Thank you so much for joining this video, watching this video even. I was going to say joining the stream, but it's not a stream. It just goes to show that I do a lot more streams than I do videos. And just so you know, actually, I'm recording this video straight through. So I'm doing it very off the cuff type of format. I don't like scripting things too much. I think the most I had was the board that I shared and walking through that as prompts and so forth. But I tried to sort of record it straight off, like in one go. It just makes it a bit more interesting, makes it a bit more challenging for me as well. But it also means that I can save on time as well. So, let me know how you got on in game week 2, who you captained, what your plans are for game week 3 as well, and hopefully you can join the stream too. So if I don't see you on the stream, thank you so much for being here. Please do like and subscribe. Really do appreciate your support. But take it easy, and hopefully I'll catch you in the next one very, very soon. Take care. Thank you.